so wetter and windier as we go through the day.
Thanks, Dav. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 31st of March. There are warnings of gales in Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 100 miles southwest of Iceland, 992, expected 400 miles northeast of Iceland, 977, by midnight tonight. High, just west of Fitzroy, 1039, expected west Fitzroy, 1035, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sira. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South at Sira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northwesterly 4 to 6 at first in south at Sira, east 40s and east Dogger. Otherwise westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less in Humber, Thames and Dover. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or northwest, backing west or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Hebrides, perhaps gale 8 later in East Hebrides. Drizzle, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6, rain then wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Rain or drizzle, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first in southeast Iceland. Veering westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle, then wintry showers. Moderate or poor, occasionally good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 4, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,024, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest, 5, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1,020, now rising. Lerwick, west by south, 3, mist, 6 miles, 1,017, now falling. Lucas, southwest by west, 3, 19 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 3, 1,026, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 4, 5 miles, 1,028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 4, 5 miles, 1,030. Jersey, northwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 3, 1,032. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest, 4, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1,034, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest, 2, recent fog, 1,000 metres, 1,033, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, southwest, 3, 8 miles, 1,028, steady. Malin Head, southwest by west, 4, recent rain, 1,700 metres, 1026, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 31st of March. The general situation, southern and eastern areas will lie in a west to northwesterly airflow during Tuesday, while in the northwest there'll be a stronger southwesterly flow with patchy drizzle. Then during Tuesday night, a cold front will bring some heavy rain and near gale-forced winds to the far northwest of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north and 3 in south, then increasing 6 or 7 later near Cape Wrath. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in north. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, mainly west 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first, and moderate later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less in east. Rain at times. Good, occasionally moderate at first, and poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 2 to 4, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 from start point westwards, becoming variable 2 at times further east. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches at first in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in Bristol Channel and Severn Estuary. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or northwest, backing west or southwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. West backing southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times later. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, increasing 5 at times later. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in northwest. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Drizzle at times, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southwesterly veering northerly or northwesterly later, except in southeast, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with Richard Fraser of the Church of Scotland.
Good morning. I often lead groups on pilgrim journeys. There's so much nourishment to be gained from absorbing the cultural and spiritual narrative of places of resonance and allowing the natural world to speak to us. Not long ago, I had two pilgrimages to undertake that would mean being away from home for several weeks. Just before I set off, I walked with my wife on the beach where we live in the north of Scotland, and lamented the prospect of being apart for so long. She reminded me of a poet who'd said that we should make spaces in our togetherness. The cedar and the oak beautify a landscape as they grow side by side, but neither will flourish if they overshadow one another. Just as she said this, as we sat on the shore, two dolphins appeared only metres away. They swam by us, side by side, in perfect harmony, separate in their togetherness. At this time, as we mark the week leading up to Jesus' arrest in the Holy Week story, an awareness grows of an impending and painful separation. And then a mysterious voice is heard by his followers who've gathered to eat together. It's a kind of reassurance. It seems to me that nature speaks to the disciples, offering some kind of consolation, grace in the face of a tragic parting. Living Christ, your friends found reassurance when they heard the wind of the Spirit.